You know, we are entering into a time. How many of you believe this is the last days? All right, so definitely, you know, I don't think it's the time yet that we're going to enter in. Jesus could come anytime, actually. Amen. The trumpet could sound, and we need to look forward to that. Jesus coming soon, but you know, there's prophetic events that have to take place, and I believe one of those things is a great harvest time coming into the church. Amen. A great influx of people, and there's going to also be a great falling away at the same time, because a lot of people are going to be deceived. And also there is the scenario that God put in the Word that talked about gross darkness, but there's also going to be great light. Amen. And so I believe the line has been drawn, and we're going to see the light shine brighter and brighter and brighter until the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the church is going to be missed. Because the Bible says when it is taken out, or that which prevents we're the only thing that's keeping some kind of rationality on this earth, the church. Amen. Through our prayers, our spiritual warfare. But the man of perdition, the Antichrist, will be revealed, I believe, after we are taken out of here, after the church is raptured. And I'm not talking about eschatology or the rapture or end-time prophecy. I don't have my scriptures out for that, but it's awesome. Amen? Now, Jesus is coming soon. Say that with me. Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. But this generation that we live in right now, this generation can enjoy the fact that we're going to see some supernatural manifestations. Signs, wonders, miracles, just some great things that even the prophets were looking forward to. And we're going to be living in it. Amen? So don't be discouraged. Let not your heart be troubled. That's what Jesus said. Let not your heart be troubled. Praise God. So how many of you know that things have been stolen from us? Stolen from the church? Stolen from us as individuals? Robbed us? Satan is out there to steal, kill, and destroy, isn't he? And he's done a number of on us several times, and he is the God of this world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. I've said this before, our citizenship is not here. Amen. We're all American citizens, but we're also heavenly citizens. Hallelujah. And that is more important, that we have that heavenly citizenship. But in Joel chapter 2 is prophetically speaking of a time that I believe we're entering into, the restoration of things that the enemy has stolen from us. So let's look at the scripture. Be glad then, you children of Zion, talking about the church, and rejoice in the Lord your God. What is our job to do? Rejoice. Come on, I'm giving you a test. Rejoice in the Lord your God. Not come downtrodden, not come beaten up, but rejoice. I mean, that goes along with New Testament scripture. Philippians says, rejoice in the Lord always, no matter what you're going through. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. What does it mean? Rejoice, rejoice. Double rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former and the latter rain, in the first month. Okay, what is that speaking? That's speaking of outpourings. Amen? And literally, that's Israel looked for the former and the latter rain for their crops. And yet, spiritually speaking, there's been a former rain, and that former rain was on the day of Pentecost. And we've been having, we used to sing a song just, I'm trying to remember what the words were, showers of blessings that we used to sing in church almost every Sunday. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops around us are falling. See, that's all we were believing for, mercy drops. And that's about all we got was drops. Hallelujah. But how many of you know that we haven't attained anything like they did on the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, verse 4? We are entering into that season, aren't we? So he says, I've given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down. Those of you that went to Tampa, Florida, the flood, remember? The flood. The latter rain in the first month, the threshing floor shall be full of wheat. Amen. That speaks of prosperity. The vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. Wine and oil are both symbolic to the Holy Spirit. Amen. To the things of God. And then he says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, and the crawling locust, and the consuming locust. It sounds like the devil to me. And the chewing locust. My great army, which I sent among you. All right, this talks about a time and a season of restoration. Restoration. Again, Satan kills, steals, and destroys. So whatever the enemy has stolen from us, and I want to say this to you tonight, we can use our authority, amen, to take it back, to give me back the stuff that has been stolen, the years that has a physical pain or whatever we may have suffered or our families have suffered. It's time for total restoration in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Time for total. Glory to God. God's law of restoration. In Exodus chapter 22, verse 1, the book of Exodus. Now remember, we're looking at the devil. He's the one that steals, kills, and destroys. He's bringing sicknesses on the earth. COVID-19 is of the devil, folks. There's no COVID-19 in heaven. Amen. There's no such thing as a heavenly flu. Jesus isn't up there sneezing. God, I need a box of Kleenexes on the throne. Would you get an angel to bring the Kleenexes? I need some NyQuil to go to sleep. You don't sleep or slumber in heaven. You're partying all the time. Isn't that awesome? We're worshiping God. All right. So what we need is down here on the earth where we live is restoration. Things restored to us that the enemy has stolen. There may have been a time that you were off work and you missed employment, you missed checks, you missed money. Come in and see, that's stealing from your income. The enemy has stolen from you. Or it could be you were in a car accident and your car was totaled and you never did get that back like you needed to. See, that is something that the enemy stole from you. And we have every right to take it back. Look what Exodus chapter 22, verse 1 says. If a man steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it or sells it, he shall restore five oxen for an ox and four sheep for a sheep. All right? So there is a law of restitution. There is a law that says, for whoever steals must repay. Say, must repay. Must repay. See, the church, I heard Brother Kenneth Copeland preach on this years ago, and it woke me up. We were never taught this in church, that we can believe God to restore. And I remember him preaching one time that in one of his cars, he had a stereo system stolen out of one of his cars. And he went to the Lord, and he was upset. How many of you ever been stolen from? You know, it's something that you get that feeling. You've been invaded. You've been violated. Whether your house has been broken into or your car has been broken into, something stolen. Might not even be that valuable, but just to think somebody did that to you. That robs you of peace. But he went to, and he's the first one I heard this. That God told him to believe God, believe the word, and command the devil to bring back seven times. Hallelujah. To bring back seven times. And you know what? God blessed him. Amen. He got the stuff back. Oh, Pastor, I don't know how that can be. You know, yeah, God is a God of the impossible. He can do anything. Amen. Is anything too hard for the Lord? We preached on that not too long ago. Glory to God. So, in Proverbs, again, it says, chapter 6, verse 30 and 31, people do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is starving. Yet when he is found, see, this is what we have to understand. It's time to find out who the thief is as a church and enforce restoration. When we find out, when he is found, he must restore seven times, sevenfold. Amen. He may have to give up all of the substance of his house to do it. And I'm telling you what, the enemy has stolen from us. Stolen health, he's stolen goods, he's stolen things, he's stolen peace from us. Whatever he has robbed you of, we need to command him to put it back. Devil, put it back. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what are some of the things that we need to have maybe in our soul, in our peace of mind, in our memories, things that have been, you know, just the enemy has bombarded, especially 2020 and all the things that have gone on. People are suffering and all this turmoil that we've been going through as a country and nation and, you know, even as a nation. All right? There's things that need to be restored to a place of sanity, to a place of holiness. Amen? To the place of one nation under God. So we can believe this for ourselves. We can believe this for our nation. Amen? We can believe it for our families. Hallelujah. We can believe it for our daughter. He's stolen her health. You can believe it for your sister. Amen? Others? We need to get serious. There is a law of restitution. God is going to give back or make the devil pay back. Hallelujah. As I said, even the soul. Look at Psalms 23, verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He does what? He restores. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. My peace of mind. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, listen to this about health. For I will restore to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. You need to write that down. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For I will restore, bring back to that place of health. Amen. And heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Glory to God. Another scripture I want to bring your attention to here is Isaiah 42 and verse 22. It says, but this is a people robbed and plundered. And I can say that about the church. God's looking at this is a people that have been robbed and plundered. By who? The devil. But this is a people robbed and plundered, and all of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers. For the plunder, and no one says, restore. But guess what? What are we going to say? Restore. Restore. God is saying nobody is standing. Well, what this is actually talking about is intercession here. That's why Wednesday night prayer is so important, folks. Amen? It's 6:30. That's a commercial. But see, there's no one. God said he looked for a man to stand in the gap to make up the hedge in one place. And here, he says, there's no one that I have that will cry, restore. No one says, restore. Now look at what. This is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes. They are hidden in prison houses. What did Jesus say? This is a year of Jubilee. This is a time for the captive to be set free. Amen. A year of just no matter what you're going through, this is it. This is Jubilee. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set the captive free. Amen. So it's a time for things to be restored. Hallelujah. To perfect, say perfect, perfect harmony, to perfect health, hallelujah, to perfect prosperity, hallelujah. This stuff about some of you are going through, you got to have a vaccine certificate or you're going to lose your job and stuff like that. What is that? The enemy is trying to steal from you. But he can't do it because we know that he is a thief and we're catching him. He is caught. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's like that country song. What do you get when you sing a country song backwards? You get your hair back. You get your house back. You get your wife back. You get this back. You get that back. Amen? So, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, that's a good song. You know how country music, some of you that have heard it before, it all talks about losing this and that and just, you know, just tells a story of how bad things are. But when you sing it backwards, you get everything back. Hallelujah. And that's what God's saying to the church. It's time that we do things in reverse and stop the enemy from stealing from us and begin to command him to put it back, devil, to put it back. Bring back my goods in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you have loaned money to people and they haven't paid you back? Huh? Have you ever added that up? Well, you should forgive them anyway and have an attitude, I'm just going to give it to them. I'm going to bless them. So what happens when you give? It's given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You start operating in the kingdom. Hallelujah. And it says that you don't get angry. You get angry, but you sin not. You can get upset at somebody for doing what they did. But even if your house is broken into or whatever happens, amen, just begin to praise God. By walking in the perfect law of love, you heap coals of fire upon their heads. Hallelujah. I'm not going to sin. I'm going to rejoice because I'm believing for the law of restoration. I'm going to get it back in the name of Jesus. I'm going to get it all back. Say all back. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there's a scripture. The last scripture I want to read you is Job chapter 14, verse 7 through 9. Job chapter 14, verse 7 through 9. Jerry Savelle preached his message years ago, and I actually preached it too. Sometimes you can preach other people's messages, right? If the devil can't steal your joy, he can't take your goods. Anybody remember reading that book? If the devil can't steal your joy, he can't get your goods. Praise the Lord. So we need to exhibit joy around here. Amen? All right. It says, for there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again. Hallelujah. And that its tender shoots will not cease, though its roots may grow old in the earth and its stump may die in the ground, yet at the scent of water it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. And what that is talking about, even though something seems like it's gone, it's past, it's dead, there's no hope for it to be restored, God said, even at the scent of water. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say? Come to me and drink. Didn't she say that? Didn't he say that to the woman at the well? Come to me and drink. And in the book of Isaiah, in Jeremiah, it talks about rivers. How many of you like that song that we sing, a river? Hallelujah. And as we, anything that the river touches, it brings back to normalcy. It brings back to a living thing. Amen. You know, the ground can be parched. California is going through a season, of course, forest fires and stuff like that, but they haven't had that much rain and so on and so forth. It wouldn't take much to turn things around. All we have to do is have the former and the latter rain to come down at the same time, and I'm talking about a spiritual rain. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about us getting baptized again. I'm talking about us just jumping into that river, not ankle deep, not knee deep, but just take the Nestea plunge. Amen. Did you see that commercial? They had on a few years ago. I haven't seen it for a while, but the guy just standing by the swimming pool, and he's parched and just so thirsty, and he drinks a tea, and he falls back into the swimming pool. Awesome, right? Amen. So let's get our stuff back in the name of Jesus. Think about it. Make a list of everything that has been stolen from you. Well, it might take some work to think about it. Hallelujah. Now, you've forgiven the people that have done that and so on and so forth. Remember who's behind every thief, behind every robbery, behind every sickness, and every disease is the devil. So he is the thief that we're locating. And the Bible says if we catch the thief, he has to restore seven times what has been stolen. Glory to God. And it's time to take it back. Say, it's time to take it back. I'm going to take my stuff back. I'm going to get it all back. Hallelujah. I'm going to get it back in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. in Jesus' name. And there's harvesting angels out there. There are angels that have been sent forth to hearken to the voice of the Word of God. And as we begin to speak, remember the spirit of faith is I believe and therefore I speak. We begin to believe the Word of God. We begin to believe for revival. We believe for our families. We believe for our stuff to come back to us. And it will come back. Amen. Hallelujah. And we operate in giving. Given, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Angels will cause the process to happen even quicker. Amen? Because what's happening is you're operating in godly principles. It's the law. It's the law of God. God put it in the Old Testament. And really, that scripture in Joel, we need to claim that. Amen? Be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former and the latter rain, in the first month. Glory to God. And it goes on to say, I will restore to you the years, even years that's been robbed from us. Even years. Some of you didn't come to a full manifestation of what God says you are for years. You were in churches. You weren't baptized with the Holy Spirit. But God's going to restore, speed things up, expedite things. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. You're going to make up for that time. Oh, if I've only answered the God when I was a young, you know, I mean, Pastor Judy, she didn't hear about the gospel until she was a, you know, what, 20? Were you 20 years old or something? 23, you heard the gospel the first time. Well, you can look at all those years. The enemy had stolen from her peace and all the stuff that she went through. Amen? She can claim that. She can claim that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make up that time. Some people receive Christ at an early age. Our children. How many of you seen him baptized this morning? Our young kids. Hey, they're farther along than some of you are in the things of the Spirit. And they will be. They'll be spiritual giants when they get to your age. The devil don't know what he's doing. He's just causing just, amen? Hey, that's what happened during the Jesus People movement. He thought he had all these hippies on LSD and drugs and all this kind of stuff. Well, I'm going to do some of this generation where they can't function normally. But guess what? In the midst of darkness, and I remember as a talking about a youth group trip, our pastor took us up to Ashbury, whatever that was, in San Francisco in the late 60s, all right? And we saw the hippies. We saw all of the flower children, all this stuff going on, you know, walking down the streets and all over the place. San Francisco is not any better now, but amen. They have homeless and so on and so forth. But we've seen that. But what God did to that generation, he shook them. He shook them with the power. And Maranatha, the Jesus People movement, people were baptized by the hundreds down in Costa Mesa, California. Hallelujah. Got baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And turned the world upside down. Glory to God. And the churches that allowed those hippies to come in with long hair and didn't say. A lot of churches, I lived during that period in a denominational church, and I seen churches fold up because they were not, you know, this people who were holy didn't want those kind of creatures to walk into the church. Amen? But the pastors who were sensitive and open to the things of God and things of the Spirit, say, come on. Come on in. I remember a great pastor in San Jose, California. We loved him, Pastor Foreman. And he tells a story. And actually, we've seen the guy. It was a hippie that came in. He was on drugs, okay? Just you know, long hair, everything. Was strung out on LSD. He came to a Sunday night service. Got supernaturally set free. He put him on the platform the next Sunday playing his guitar. Amen? And within 30 days or 60 days, he had a haircut. He was cleaned up. He was in a three-piece suit. Yeah, that's when they wore suits in church. Amen. You know, but nobody went to him and said, "You can't come to this church. And who are you on the platform looking like that? What are you doing?" He didn't have to be told. The Holy Ghost got a hold of him. Amen. So what I'm saying is that God, there's coming a restoration. And I don't care who you see out there in the world today or what group of people. Amen. God's going to do something in the hearts of people, the young people, the transgender people, the gay people, whatever. Hallelujah. God's going to reach into every avenue and begin to bring restoration to the former and latter rain at the same time. And we're going to see people. So don't be surprised who you see walking through the door in the back. Amen. Don't be surprised. Just open your arms and say, "Welcome. Welcome," and let them experience God for themselves. Hallelujah, His presence. His anointing will change everything, won't it? Now, come on, stand with me. Worship team, come on up. Hallelujah. This is a sermonette tonight, I guess. I don't even know how long I've been talking, but I just want to stir you up in that. Things that have been taken. If you're a couple, you need to get together and write down some things that you felt like the enemy has stolen from you. And say, "In the name of Jesus, we agree. The enemy, we caught you. You stole this from me. And in the name of Jesus, we command it back in Jesus' name." Not just a little bit of it back, all back, seven times in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if somebody has treated you wrongfully, just love them. Release them. That's the most important thing you do. Release them. And let God begin to take care of them. And God will restore. God will set them free. And plus, you'll be set free. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't let offense get into your skin or under your skin. Just love, the law of love, the supreme law of love. Are you ready to worship the Lord tonight? Amen. Come on, let's lift up our hands and thank God for it right now. Lord, we just thank you for the former and latter rain coming together. We thank you for a revival. We thank you for restoration. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that the angels go forth now in Jesus' name and brings back to us things that have been stolen, even seasons, even years that the locust and the cankerworm, the devil, you have stolen from us. And those of us who were believing for miracles in their bodies, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we say this is the season. This is the time. This is the day. Hallelujah, for restoration. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. We thank you. And remember, if the devil can't steal your joy, he won't steal your goods. So we're going to have joy tonight. Amen? Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Amen.